This is the Tim Power Show on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Well, lots of talk about the economy, of course, in Atlantic Canada. There's an election in Nova Scotia. There's an ongoing debate in Newfoundland and Labrador about what we need to do. The other Atlantic provinces are also trying to navigate their way forward. An organization that's always giving thoughtful leadership and advice is the Atlantic Institute of Market Studies. And with me today, I have Dr. Marco Navarro-Genet, who is the president and CEO of AIMS, as they are called, to talk about an event that's happening in St. John's on the 25th of May. Marco, how are you?
I am well. Thank you, Tim. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm glad to see you're doing this event in Newfoundland. You're bringing over John Risley, well-known in Newfoundland and Labrador, sometimes a controversial figure, but always been a very successful figure. He's the chairman of AIMS. The talk he is giving is called Scaling Up Business Growth in Atlantic Canada. Give us a little preview of what we might hear from John Risley, and then tell us why this is an important topic to be discussing.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the chance, for the opportunity to do this. This is in part, I suppose, an extension of what is, by the end of this week, will be over, Innovation Week in Newfoundland. We have been, for a long time, involved in Newfoundland trying to sort of raise the scope of ideas that will generate better public policy. And this is very much in the context of this our mandate. So what we expect John to do is to talk about the business climate in the region in general, but in Newfoundland in particular, and talk about how, for example, existing businesses can scale up and become more successful. One of the keys that has been identified as possibilities for success in the region, of course, is for businesses to rev up and increase their exports. And scaling up leads, of course, to exports, considering that our markets in the region are fairly small. And even if we think of the Canadian market as a whole, in relation to the rest of the world, is still a fairly small market.
Yeah, but why the choice of John? Why not a Newfoundland business leader? That's not to take away from John Risley. He's extremely well-respected. Was there some resistance, perhaps, in Newfoundland and Labrador? I'm not looking for a conspiracy here at all. Just interested in the choice of John speaking in Newfoundland, because you know the politics well, Marco. Sometimes Newfoundlanders aren't overly struck on somebody from the outside coming in and giving them advice on the economy. What was the thinking around that?
Nothing big, really. We just hired a local Newfoundlander as our man, our boots on the ground and physical presence in St. John's, Ed Hollett.
That's right.
And so we were looking for a lunch speaker that would have something to say about the business climate. And we sort of put this together, not necessarily at the last minute. We've known this for the last 6 weeks, but we figured John, being our chair, would be the perfect speaker for a couple of reasons. One, of course, he's the chair of our board, and he can speak about what we do and how we do it. And two, John has been a terrifically successful businessman on this precise topic, right, on scaling up in within a generation. He's been able to grow not only the business that he started with originally, but take that into several different directions and diversify. So we think that that's an important message, not just for Newfoundlanders, for Atlantic Canadians in general, but we think that that's an important message for Newfoundlanders as well.
Indeed it is, and certainly in the last provincial budget, which came down less than a month ago, there has been lots of talk about, as there always is in budgets, innovation. As you say, we're coming to the end of Innovation Week, the need to look for new export markets. There does seem to be something interesting happening. Love your take on it. In Newfoundland and Labrador, for good or for bad, and from my perspective, it is for good, the province seems to be talking more of a game of fiscal restraint and fiscal prudence. Perhaps from the AIMS perspective, they're not there yet. But are you seeing the governments in the region and in Newfoundland and Labrador trying to recognize the real debt challenges that they have and the real spending challenges that they have?
Absolutely. Our message for a long time has been that if you don't restrain and constrain your spending, there's going to come a point where somebody else is going to do it for you.
For you, yeah.
And that's the money markets. And Newfoundland, unfortunately, is already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been downgraded, I think 4 times in the last 12 months or something like that. And that makes it much more difficult for Newfoundland to be able to find financing for its public projects. So that limitation is already there. We're in Newfoundland, we're already at the wall, so to speak. And so that means that there is only one direction in which one can go, and that is scale down. So we wished, of course, that this would have happened long before we actually came to the wall. But it has become, in this sense, a necessity now to do that. We are happy to see it being done. We are not necessarily rejoicing about the circumstances in which we're having to do it.
One other challenge in the region, it's a hugely pronounced challenge, is, of course, demography. The aging population, limited immigration, people still migrating out in different parts of the province of Newfoundland, Labrador, and around the whole Atlantic region. CIBC came out this week and said that caring for aging parents is going to cost $33 billion a year. Another challenge, because people are living longer. Of course, we all want to care for our parents. What's AIMS doing or trying to say around some of these demographic challenges? While you're talking about scaling up business, on one hand, you still do need human capital to do that for most business, including the ones that involve innovation and artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. You can try to scale up, but economies are made out of people, and you need people to run them. You need people to work. You need people to sell to. Without people, there's not much going on. We have been trying to get people to notice that the flight out of these jurisdictions in the Atlantic, and Newfoundland is one, takes place in a very specific economic context. And that many of the people who leave, they're not the very young, and they're not the very old. They are people in their most productive years.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they are leaving because they can't find employment. And so what are the things we have been focusing our attention? What are the things that are needed for businesses to thrive and to grow and to create more jobs? We're under the delusion often that governments create jobs. But in order for governments to create jobs, so-called, they need to dispossess people like you and me who pay taxes of their hard-earned money.
They do a good job of that, Marco. I will say governments are good at that.
We don't want them to get good at that. We want them to get really bad at that and retreat from where they are so that private enterprise gets to create the necessary jobs and the climate that is going to allow people to stay. On this vein, too, Tim, the sad thing is that unless we take care of that problem, immigration isn't going to solve the problem. If our local born and bred are leaving our jurisdictions because of these issues, immigrants will too. Not only the key question is, and we ask ourselves the question, and immigrants will ask themselves the question, is what is there a future here? And it's a two-pronged question. Is there a future for me in the immediate future? And is there a future for my children? And unless we can say yes to those two questions, the immigrants that have been coming to Atlantic Canada end up in Toronto or Montreal or Vancouver or Calgary. So we need to figure out a way in which we can say yes and yes to those two questions here in Atlantic Canada. And that means being able to foster a climate that is open to business. We have to get into fiscal shape. We have to be able to compete at the level of taxes. People are leaving the jurisdiction. Right now, people I talk to in Newfoundland, by the way, are worried that some businesses, and perhaps many, are thinking about moving to their headquarters to a different jurisdiction because the tax burden has become oppressive in the province. So you also need labor available, as you pointed out, and you need good labor relations. There is a whole package that needs to be recrafted and put back together in order to make the province attractive and competitive.
Well, we will look for Ames and others to keep driving that dialogue. It's one that we seem to be ripe to have in Newfoundland and Labrador. It seems more open now, given the circumstances that we find ourselves in, as you well described, at the wall, sometimes hanging on just by our finger and nails. But a reminder for all of those who are interested in taking in this Ames event, it's called the Friends of Ames Speaker Series, Scaling Business Growth in Atlantic Canada with John Risley, Thursday, May 25th at the Sheraton Hotel, noon, $50 ticket price, because, of course, no free meals. You got to pay your own way.
You got to pay for your lunch.
And again, thank you, Marco Navarro-Gini, President and CEO of Ames. Keep pushing the debate. We appreciate that you do.
Will do. Thank you for having me, Tim. Take good care.
The Tim Power Show will be right back.